Ladies and gentlemen, this is Padmini Arhant, author, padminiarhant.com. I present the author, actor, and presenter, Padmini Arhant, in the extemporaneous performance. The title is The Conversation About the Ruling Class. The conversation between the Indian political system representative Raj and the ruling class member Sir Humphrey Dwight, presented to you. Enjoy the infotainment. Thank you. Good evening, sir. My name is Raj. I represent the Indian political system. I call myself Raj because I am a big fan of the British Raj, you know, the British Empire. Sir Humphrey Dwight, the ruling class member, I cannot tell you how delighted I am to be with you this evening. This has been my dream come true. I've been waiting for this day, and finally, the moment arrived. The pleasure and honor of meeting you is all mine. So nice to see you in person, sir. Thank you, Raj. Nice to meet you. So, Raj, tell me, what's going on in the Indian society? Sir Humphrey Dwight, as a member of the ruling class, ruling the world, including India, there is nothing you do not know. Still, there might be some news that you may not know about, and I will be more than happy to share with you. Let me begin with Padmini Arhant. You know, the ruling class curfew, or should I say, indefinite curfew, the censorship on her name. And nothing is ever mentioned except for indirect references. In that respect, sir, we follow your instructions word by word. Is that right? And how do you do that? Sir, like you have mentioned to us, we only refer to her as Dalit. Yes, sir, Dalit. And of course, she has many different names, illiterate, crazy, lunatic. I will tell about other names in the course of our conversation. I have to tell you, sir, we do not want any kind of trouble. And whatever this woman says, that is her opinion. It has nothing to do with us. Here, we are only concerned about our relationship with you, the ruling class, and we are always here to serve you and to be at your disposal. In fact, sir, your wish shall be our command. And that is something I would like to repeat, that I don't think you should have any doubt about our loyalty to you, sir. That is very nice to know. So, what else is going on in this context? Well, sir, as I said, we refer to her as Dalit, and whether it's per articles or any kind of discussion, television or big screen. In that respect, sir, I have to say Bollywood has done a fantastic job, in portraying this woman in such bad light that they do not miss any opportunity, And the heroines in Bollywood, they've also come forward to play such, characters showing this woman in such bad light that they've also taken immense pleasure in that respect, sir. Of course, they've also been paid a lot. What money cannot do in this world, right? So And not to mention, sir, the megastar, the superstar, none of them want to be left behind as well. So they've also come forward and they have also contributed in some way or another, in disparaging this character, I have to tell you. So I'm sure you're already smiling, sir. I'm so happy to see that smile on your face. And there is much more about this woman, what we do to her, for not obeying your orders, sir. The other thing we say, sir, about, yes, as I said, Dalit, sir, whether anyone belongs to this category or not, we place them as Dalit. Dalit is placed as the lowest category in the Indian caste system. In India, sir, the caste system is very, very special. Yes, I know about the Indian caste system. After all, sir, this is something we have to be very proud of, since this is something to remember about the British Empire also, sir. The British Empire, we inherited the class system, and the Indian caste system and the class system is very much in full force, and we practice with great pride, sir. Where will India be without the Indian caste system, right, sir? The caste system is what makes India so unique. Sir, somebody has to say at the bottom. So we place the Dalit at the bottom. The Brahmins are the highest. So the highest in the category are naturally regarded. No, sir, not naturally. This is just delusionally regarded. That is what Padmini Arhant would say, I'm sure. Delusionally regarded the noblest in the hierarchy. So, sir, I will have to say the Indian caste system is something India will always maintain for those who belong to the highest in the hierarchy, sir. Why would they want to be in the lowest category? You tell me, sir. Is there any logic? No, not at all. So that is why we have this caste system. And then we also have problems in terms of, religion and, the Hindu versus Muslim and whatnot and all that. Yes, sir, I will talk about it later. In the meantime, sir, talking about this Padmini Arhant, I have to say, who is she to meddle in politics, sir? What does she know about politics, Does she know even the ABCD of politics? I would even ask her if she even know the alphabet ABCD. I'm sure she will say ABDEF. So that being the case, that's why, sir, we say she's an illiterate and a crazy lunatic fool. She has nothing to do in politics. She should not be in politics and not even talk about politics, sir. But then she's, very adamant, I have to say, sir. That woman is very adamant. Yes, we know that. And yes, go on. Sir, the other thing I have to say, sir, we have women in politics, sir. I mean, for example, our Madam Sonia Gandhi. Sonia Gandhi, Congress Party chief, and sir, Sonia Gandhi, not only the daughter-in-law of Nehru family, but she's not just Sonia, sir. She is Sonia Gandhi. So Sonia Gandhi, as chief of the Congress Party, and Congress Party has been ruling India for so long, and the regime, oh, I'm so sorry, I cannot say regime. The previous government was headed by Madam Sonia Gandhi, for 10 years. Sir, Madam Sonia Gandhi was referred to as the high command at that time, and she still remains the high command for the current government. Has very high regards for Madam Sonia Gandhi, and she has security, and all everything is taken care of in that respect, sir. Yes, that is nice to know. We do not expect anything otherwise for Mrs. Sonia Gandhi is the key representative, just as well you know. Yes, sir. Point noted. And so where was I, sir? I was talking about Mrs. Sonia Gandhi, Madam Sonia Gandhi, sir. I'm so sorry. And then Madam Sonia Gandhi, sir, in the previous government, headed by Madam Sonia Gandhi, beginning with Beaufort scandal, and yes, there has been series of scandals in the last 10 years, sir. 2G spectrum, and then there was, Colgate and Churchgate and India Gate. Who cares about these scandals, sir? Never mind about these scandals. After all, sir, what is politics without scandals, right, sir? Politics, scandals is what makes politics exciting, isn't it? Yes, I agree. It does make politics rather interesting. Okay, go on. Yes, sir. As I was saying, with the women in politics, sir, in Indian politics, Madam Sonia Gandhi, as I just explained, sir, what record that has been, sir, with all the scandals. Yes, as scandalous as it might have been, sir, I have to say, has been a very exciting time for Madam Sonia Gandhi, sir. And then now, sir, we also have now our Prime Minister, Honorable Prime Minister. No, I'm sorry, I cannot say honorable. I have to say very honorable. In fact, I will add two more verys to the very honorable, very, very, very honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi, sir. I will talk about the Prime Minister Narendra Modi in due course, sir. In the meantime, I just want to shed light on other women politicians in Indian politics, sir. See, we have another Indian politician, Madam Jayalalitha. She in fact was the former was the chief minister of Tamil Nadu, one of our southern states in India, sir. And yes, her track record is very similar to Madam Sonia Gandhi in terms of scandals, sir. So, but she still remains very popular with popular is not the correct term, and I'm sure that is what Padmini Arhant would say. Popular means it has to be people's choice, but in this case, I have to say more the favorite, sir. I think Padmini Arhant would perhaps prefer the term favorite, favorite among the ruling class, Jayalalitha, like Sonia Gandhi, excuse me, Madam Sonia Gandhi and Madam Jayalalitha. Madam Jayalalitha, sir, fondly referred to as Supremo, like you have, in America they say Uno Supremo in Spanish, it's the same way they call her Supremo here in India, Supremo of AIADMK, that is the political party she represents in that state. That is Tamil Nadu. And then, sir, she is also called Amma. Amma in Tamil language, sir, it means mother. So, you have Sonia Gandhi, Mother India, revered as Mother India. And then they have Jayalalitha as mother. All these mother and Mother India, they seem to be having some kind of charismatic, these must be charismatic for if they are winning these kind of titles from their political party, of course, not from the people. So, sir, the other thing, sir, oh, yes, let me also talk about another woman politician, sir, equally prominent and. A competitive as well when we talk about scandals, and that is the former Chief Minister Mayawati. Mayawati, sir, of Uttar Pradesh, another female politician. In fact, she could be the veteran of scandals. But sir, then there are people who are, they come forward to even wipe the former Chief Minister Mayawati's footwear, sir. Yes, sir. Is it right? Yes, sir. These are all very common in Indian politics, sir. They even wipe the footwear of India, the politicians, whether they are male or female. And so that's the kind of respect and reverence they have, sir. And what is this Padmini Arhant? What does she know about any politics, sir? And so here she comes along and wants to talk about politics and about whether it's Indian politics or world politics. Politics is not Padmini Arhant's cup of tea, sir. She should just stay away from it. Sir, the other thing I want to say is, sir, the Bollywood also, sir, they are equally engaged in keeping this woman in place, sir. As I mentioned, Bollywood heroines, they have also played some very interesting roles in the sense that the script and theme is all about damaging this woman in every possible way, sir. But then the references that Padmini Arhant might be suffering from cerebral amnesia, but Padmini Arhant, she had mentioned about how the Bollywood heroines might be perhaps suffering from dementia, for either they forget to wear clothes or they are asked not to wear any clothing. So that being the case, that she I don't think she really pays any attention to what Bollywood or anyone has to say, and she continues doing what she has to do, sir, and she will be doing, sir, and that is going to be the biggest problem for all of us, sir. And let me now tell you about our very, very, very honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Our Prime Minister Narendra Modi is a very good ally, sir, isn't he? It is so obvious. Yes, Prime Minister Modi is a good friend and ally of the ruling class. There is no doubt. And so far, he has delivered. And he has been able to meet our expectations. Sir, if I may, in what context, sir, has he met your expectations? The defense contract, he has fulfilled the defense contract, and in terms of proliferating nuclear power, not nuclear power as nuclear power, there is always more to it that meets the eye. This is just a pretext. Nuclear power is a pretext to proliferate nuclear arsenal, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been very cooperative, I have to say, and in that respect, he really deserves our praise, and we are indeed very happy with his performance so far. And as you know, we have even declared him as one of the global leaders. And this is what is critical when it comes to the ruling class, the defense contracts and nuclear proliferation. Yes, sir, I have to agree with you, sir, 100%, sir. Prime Minister Modi is very mindful of meeting all the expectations of the ruling class, sir. And that is, he has done it from even before he was sworn in as Prime Minister, sir. And that was so obvious when he really cheered for, Sri Lankan President, excuse me, Sri Lankan former President Mahinda Rajapaksa, sir. In fact, Prime Minister Modi is had invited the former Sri Lankan president. At that time, he was the serving president of Sri Lanka, sir, to attend his ceremony when he was elected the prime minister, sir. So he really has ways to express his gratitude, sir. Yes, and sir, he Prime Minister Modi also was hoping for the Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa to win the election, sir. Even in fact, was very disappointed to see that the Sri Lankan President was not elected in the in the election, sir. And sir, when it comes to relationship, I also have to say our Prime Minister, Honorable Prime Minister Modi, and the United States President Barack Obama, they seem to have very good relationships, sir. President Barack Obama has and had instructed that all charges against Prime Minister Modi be dropped in the United States court, and accordingly, Prime Minister Modi has been exonerated from all the charges, sir. Like there is they cannot really pursue any legal action against Prime Minister Modi, whether during the term in office or otherwise, sir, thanks to President Barack Obama in that respect. This is for all the Godhra incident in Gujarat, the communal violence and riots, where Prime Minister Modi, as former Chief Minister of Gujarat, sir, yes, there are hardcore evidences, but this is what we call political ties and political immunity. This is the reward you have for forging friendship and relations, isn't it, sir? Yes, that's right. This is what we call incentives. You might be an adversary yesterday, and you become an ally today. And when you deliver what we expect from you, then we also do whatever that is required. But then again, that is not necessarily guaranteed to last long. The decisions could always be reversed, and who knows what might happen. Then what else is going on, Raj? You're quite you have some very interesting information, don't you? Yes, sir. Like I told you, sir, there is much more to talk about Indian society and Indian political system, sir. The other thing I wanted to tell you, sir, when we talk about India as a free country, sir, many people are so excited about the fact that India is the world's largest democracy, sir. In China, people are not allowed to speak anything at all, for there is no political freedom. Whereas, sir, in India, there is political freedom. Yes, sir, political freedom to praise about the political system, sir, but if you say anything about or anything against the political system, sir, that is definitely not very welcome, sir. I mean, why should any political party should welcome somebody talking nonsense about political system, sir? You know, after all, we need government to run the country, sir. This is where this woman, Padmini Arhant, will not just simply listen, sir. She says anything that comes to her mind, sir, and she will not just keep quiet about all the scandals and exposure, sir. She, you know, when she keeps pointing about something or other, sir, it is very irritating and very frustrating. And that's why, sir, we do not spare her in our articles and in everything that we talk about. You know, we make sure that she is not spared. And we take a lot of pleasure in doing so, sir. Yes, sir. And there is another fact that you must know, sir. Is it? And what is that, Raj? Sir, whatever Padmini Arhant or anybody might say, sir, I have to say that in the Indian political system, sir, the political system and the Indian upper class, we pledge allegiance to the crown, the empire, and most importantly, sir, Her Majesty, sir. We are really very proud to have this pleasure of being dominated by British Empire, sir, even today. So, you know, a lot of Indians, they like London very much, sir. Yes, sir. And they when they talk about London, they talk about it with such joy, sir. And when they compare London with India, where is India, sir? I mean, India is nowhere. That is why, sir, we say that we are really very proud to be governed by the British Empire. And another thing, sir, we have to say world's largest democracy and the political rights, political freedom. What is all that has to do with the freedom, sir? We have the freedom. Look at all the women in Indian movie industry, sir. When I told you that how the reference is being made, like, are they really suffering from dementia that they forget to wear clothing, or they are asked not to wear any clothes on the screen. And but then, sir, the other thing is that is what we call freedom, sir. You know, freedom to do what they want to do, sir. And where will you get that kind of freedom, sir? And after all, this is what we have achieved as world's largest democracy. You know, besides clinging on to our caste system and our communal divide, sir, that is something that we'll always be very thankful to the British Empire for. Keeping us very busy fighting among ourselves, you know. After all, that is what makes a society functional, isn't it, sir? And sir, the other aspect of it is, sir, is when we talk about Indian politics, sir. Indian politicians are, where is the time, sir, for them? They are so busy. They're busy making a lot of money, of course. After all, who doesn't like money, sir? Huh? In this modern age, Padmini Arhant always keeps calling it Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga. Yes, Kali Yuga means the dark age, sir. The dark age or, you know, light age, who cares? You know, all that one cares about is only money, sir. Chasing money is what life is all about. And money is very, very important, sir, in life. And money is what makes people very famous and very powerful. And you know, sir, you know what money cannot buy, sir? Money can buy everything, sir. Money can buy power in politics. Money can buy fame. Money can even buy justice, sir. Yes. In our Indian society, sir, we have celebrities. Of course, celebrities are gods in our Indian society. The real gods and goddesses are all trashed. And who cares about them, sir? We think that they are all just mythological figures, and some crazy lunatic people introduce them as gods. But we have gods and goddesses, sir. We call them even the ultimate divas. And they are in Bollywood, sir. And yes, we worship them, sir, because they are the ones who are there to entertain the audience. But entertainment is at what expense, sir? Padmini Arhant would say that one person is not the one who is doing it. Behind the star, the so-called celebrity, there are thousands of people who have worked harder, right from the makeup artists to designers who design the actors and actresses' costumes and the attire that they wear for any particular character. And then there is in Indian movies, sir, we have all the songs, as you know, that I mean, they don't run around the trees as they used to do in the older movies, but they are definitely parading in Western Europe and and Australia, sir, for locations. For they cannot possibly find any good location in India, sir. So see how they are so courteous and they are so much involved in promoting tourism for Western Europe and countries like Australia, sir. Bollywood, I have to say, Bollywood is so loyal to these people. And then the other thing, sir, yes, as I was saying, yes, Padmini Arhant would say, sir, that celebrity is not made on their own a contribution. There are several who are behind them. I guess, she has a point, sir, even though I do not like to agree with that woman. But, when she says there is, that does make a lot of sense. And that is what is very, very frustrating for everybody or whomever she is targeting, sir. She is not targeting the individuals, maybe, but, when she talks about the subject, sir, it does make sense. And anything that makes sense is not obviously acceptable in today's society, sir. So, sir, as I was saying, in Bollywood, sir, the actor and actresses and all that, when they are when they think that they have run out of time, and then they join politics, and then it's just not Bollywood, sir. Then they have this Mollywood and Collywood, sir. This is another area where Padmini Arhant has made references, sir, that how Bollywood is imitating the term Hollywood. As if they could not find any original name in India. I guess, again, once again, sir, that woman has a point, but then, Bollywood is, after all, once again trying to demonstrate, sir, the prove their loyalty to Western world, that how much they admire the Western aspect of it. So they wanted to rhyme with Hollywood, so they said, okay, why not call our industry Bollywood? And then so the others followed suit by calling themselves Mollywood and Collywood, sir, no matter how senseless that might be. But then this is Padmini Arhant's opinion, sir. But then I would say, Bollywood, Mollywood, and Collywood is all, in a way, is to say that yes, we are right behind you, Hollywood. And so So that will be the example in that respect. And the money can buy anything, sir. As Padmini Arhant has said it many times, that including justice. Celebrities, sir, they are so famous in India. When they become so famous, they can even get away with murder, sir. Yes, sir. They can commit murder, and they can be they cannot be brought to justice just because they're celebrities, sir. When you're in politics and when you become a celebrity, whether you're a sports star or a film star, you can literally get away with murder, sir. And there is another thing very poignant about Indian society, sir, and that is high class society. When how do you show that you belong to a high class? It's everything about the hierarchy, whether it's a caste system or a class system. You have to show off that you belong to a certain class. You want to be Who wants to be in the lower income class, sir? Middle income is dangling between lower income and high class. So the high class society, what they say is like, well, if you do not have a servant, sir, in your household to do your housework, that means you don't have a class. Sir. So in Indian society, sir, the high class, even the upper middle class, they all have to have servants. Servants to do everything, including making their cup of tea to opening the car door for them, and doing every minor to major tasks. Where will our Indian upper class be without servants, sir? So, and yet, what Padmini Arhant has been saying is the Indian upper class cannot survive without servants, and at the same time, the Indian upper class frown and scowl at this at the servants is what makes the upper class dilemma. I would like to stop this interaction at this point in time, and the segment will continue momentarily. Thank you.